It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Well, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac La Parle Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
I'm doing all right. Sounds like you need another sip of coffee or something.
Yeah, I think so. I've been hacking and coughing. There's allergies acting up here, kind of stuffed up. This humidity and everything kind of does me in. So.
Yeah, it's crazy. What, yeah. 2 inches we got this
Two
morning?
2 inches of rain, yep. Weekend? And I was just telling you, I was by your house coming to the radio station, and your street was flooded out there, and it was flooded down here and flooded on Highway 75. So.
Yeah. Saw the leaves pattern in my lawn, and I was like, oh, Lake Benega was back for a little bit.
And it was a pretty good sized lake for a while there. It went down pretty fast. But
I was stuck in Walmart in Watertown during the tornado warning that they had there. And
Yeah, there was couple of fun little touchdowns, I understand, around here someplace, but apparently no damage or anything like that.
Yeah, so. I didn't see anything major, so. From the National Weather Service or anything.
Didn't need that, so.
Nope, and you know, me and Chris, your office helper, got stuck in the back in Walmart during the tornado warning.
Well, that's good that you're safe, so.
Yep, I figured, I should let somebody know where I'm at. So I texted my parents, let them know, tornado warning, I'm in Watertown and Walmart.
Good idea. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're here, and let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Quentin Henry Lanners. Quentin was born on November 4th, 1931 in St. Leo and passed away on June 26, 2005. He entered active duty on January 17th, 1951 in Minneapolis in the United States Army. Was honorably discharged about 2 years later on January 23rd, 1953 at Camp Carson, Colorado. He was a quartermaster equipment repair foreman at the Taegu Military Command of the 5th Army during the Korean War. He spent 1 year, 5 months, and 8 days overseas in Korea during the Korean conflict. And he earned the Korea Service Medal with two Bronze Service Stars and the United Nations Service Medal. So we thank you, Quentin, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to the vets.
Absolutely.
And let's get to our topic at hand today. The VA has reduced the number of veterans prescribed opioids by 67% since 2012. That's a good thing.
That's a very good
thing.
That
became a big problem for a while there.
Yeah, the VA sent out a press release on September 21st announcing how the Veterans Health Administration has been able to reduce the amount of prescription opioids in the last 10 years. VA announced that it has reduced the number of veterans with opioid prescriptions by 67% since 2012. Back in 2012, it was 874,897 veterans were prescribed opioids, and this year it's 288,820. So, it's two-thirds what it used to be, while continuing to provide comprehensive world-class pain management to veterans. Beating the opioid epidemic is a key pillar to President Biden's unity agenda for the nation, and this announcement reinforces the importance of preventing opioid addiction. VA has adopted a whole health approach to veteran-centered pain care, which focuses on the veterans as a whole person and provides evidence-based treatment via interdisciplinary pain management teams rather than relying on one treatment. As outlined in VA's STEP care model for pain management, VA helps veterans manage their pain by providing foundational services at each facility across the enterprise, including nutrition and weight management, movement and exercise, quality sleep and relaxation techniques, that are all delivered through a personalized health plan and supported by whole health coaches. This progress is largely due to VA's Opioid Safety Initiative, or OSI, which first launched in 2013. VA has achieved this reduction through significant investment in interdisciplinary pain management teams, a sustained focus on increasing access to proven therapies and treatments, and by updating opioid treatment guidelines and implementing best practices. VA also reduced the number of patients receiving opioids and benzodiazepines together by 90%. Back then, it was over 162,000 in 2012, and now it's only just shy of 16,000 in 2023. They reduced the number of patients on long-term opioid medications by 71%, over 570,000 back in 2012 to 162,000 in this year. and reduce the number of patients on high doses of opioids. I'm having a hard time saying that word, opioids.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, by 81% from 76,000 in 2012 to 14,000 in 2023. Majority of veterans who do receive opioid prescriptions from VA get them for short-term pain care, such as surgery or an injury. For patients on long-term opioid therapy for chronic pain conditions, VA uses a patient-centered approach that treats and monitors each veteran individually according to their needs. They also decreased opioid prescriptions significantly since 2020, the last time VA publicly reported these numbers. Specifically, VA has reduced the number of veterans prescribed opioids by 16% since 2020, reduced the number of patients receiving opioids and benzodiazepines together by 26% since 2020, and reduced the number of patients on long-term opioids by 27% since 2020, and reduced the number of patients on high doses of opioids by 19% since 2020. Veteran pain care at VA is broadly divided into five categories, which include medication, restorative therapies, interventional procedures, behavioral health approaches, and complementary and integrative health. That's another tough word, integrative. I think it's a good thing that they're reducing the amount of opioids that are being prescribed to veterans. They help for pain management, but there's also a lot of downsides to that, including addiction.
Very addictive. Yep.
Yeah. It's, I've heard it's pretty easy to become dependent on that and, just a slippery slope.
That's right. So best not to get started at all if you can avoid it.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. So this will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And that number is?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
That's the garden level.
Garden level. It's a
nice green level again.
Yep. But although it is nice to see the leaves changing color.
You might think so. But I don't like fall because I know what's coming next. So.
Reminds me, I got to fix my snowblower before, stuff flies.
Don't talk about that.
Yep. But, leaves change color and then they fall off.
That's right.
That's a big pain, too. But, changing of the seasons.
It's what it is.
Yep. So you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. My calendar is pretty clear this week, but it's still beneficial just to call ahead and make sure I'm around.
And you've got the pheasant hunt coming up.
Yes, the Veterans Pheasant Hunt taking place on Saturday in Granite Falls. Registration is from 9 to 9:30, and usually there's coffee in the mornings, and then we do a little hunt, and then they feed us a good meal afterwards, and there's some door prizes too, so everyone's guaranteed at least one bird to take home with them.
And where's that at again?
It's at the Heartland Preserve in Granite Falls. It's east, just northeast of Granite Falls on Highway 23 as you're going to Maynard. So,
okay, going to me?
Maynard, Minnesota.
Oh, there. Whenever we go by that sign, I always go, look, I'm over there.
Not yeah. Madison, Minnesota, Maynard.
Maynard, Minnesota.
Yeah,
Maynard.
Maynard, the town.
Right. So. All right.
And if you have any questions on that, by all means, give me a call. And you've been doing an excellent job in promoting that. And
you're still taking registrations?
I'll shoot an email to the powers that be that, put it on. It's put on by Chippewa County Pheasants Forever and Minnesota Deer Hunters Association, Two Rivers Chapter. And it's always a good time. I've gone almost every year. So
okay. And good luck out there then.
Oh, yeah. It'll be fun as always.
All right. All right. Well, appreciate it, Josh. Thanks for the info. We will see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.